Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. He is our Lord and Savior. He's also our soon coming King. And so we want to acknowledge him on tonight, and every time that we come across these airways, we want to acknowledge God. He said, in all you do, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we're going to go down in prayer right now. Would you bow your heads everywhere over the world? Father God, hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly place is not our home. We know that you have in reserve a mansion that's not made by the hand of man, but you are its builder and you are its architect. But until you crack that cloud, one historic day, Father God, we will be coming through this barren land, hallelujah, as pilgrims. And I'm asking you on tonight to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may not know of you and the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all, hallelujah, as a peculiar people in Christ, shall say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I know that time has already been well spent. So I'm going to see if I can get on into our program and get on into the Word of God on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled, God's Judgment. And we know that in this world that we're living in, we know that the world needs God. The world needs to know that God loves them. The world needs to know that there is a God, that he's real, that he does exist, and that he lives in his heavenly domain. Hallelujah. And he has dominion over the earth, so that means that he has the authority and the power over this earthly. So this is the lower. This is called the lower sector. God has dominion over the earth. And not only do he have dominion over the earth, but he have dominion over the heavenly realms as well. And you know, it's a lot of people in this world that are skeptical because they don't think that God really exists. But I've come to encourage your heart on tonight. I didn't come to try to bash anyone. But my job and my assignment that I was called by God to deliver the divine word of God and to stay in the ramification, the obedience of God, I have to do what God instructs me to do. Since God is my boss man, and I take all, hallelujah, of my instructions from him. He guides my footsteps and my pathway. And he gives me what to say. God said, when you don't know what to say, God will give you what to say. But I come to encourage your heart on tonight. You know, my job and our job as ministers, deacons and preachers and reverends and bishops and apostles and priests and prophets and prophets, our duty is to deliver the divine word of God to a world that don't know God. This is our job, is to introduce Jesus to you. Because we cannot leave any room for excuses. And we're going to go back and reflect on our sermon on tonight, and it's called God's Judgment. We can't leave any room for excuses, because on that great day, there will be no room for excuses. God, I didn't know. Didn't nobody tell me about you? I didn't have a Bible. I didn't have a car to go to church. It wasn't a church in my neighborhood. It wasn't a church in my city. It wasn't a church in my town. I didn't have a Bible. There wasn't any Bible bookstores around in my neck of the woods. There will be no excuses on that great God judgment day. So I am here as a messenger of God, as a woman of God, sent by God, ordained by God, is to tell you the truth. Because if I don't tell you the truth, then I will get whipped with a many stripes by my boss man, which is Jesus Christ, my heavenly Father. So I have to tell you about God for the rest of my life. That's my job, is to tell you, you and you, out there, around this globe, around this world, about Jesus and his precious love for mankind. God died out on the Calvary cross. That's not a myth, but that is the gospel truth. God took 39 stripes for the remission of yours and mine sin. He didn't have any designated people that had the qualifications to go to Calvary Cross. So God had to send his one and only son. He didn't have any more children. He didn't have another son. He didn't have another daughter. So he had to send all that he had. That's the reason why he loved us so much, because he sent all that he had to Calvary Cross, to be ridiculed, to be spat upon, to be talked about, to be scorned and abused and bruised and made a mockery out of. That's how much he loved us. So that is my duty, to tell everyone that has breath about Jesus and his precious love for mankind. I remember back in my hometown when I was just a little girl. Hallelujah. I can remember anxiously waiting the arrival of Christmas, because it meant that I could get toys and I would get a fruit basket. Sometimes they gave fruit basket out at church, and that meant that I got new clothes. And families and friends, hallelujah, would gather around. And there would be a lot of eating. And the house would take on a festive atmosphere. And my aunt, I didn't have a grandmother, because my grandmother was already gone home to glory when I come on the scene. But my aunt and my mothers and all of my family that knew how to get in the kitchen and cook, turn out bakery, would spend hours, if not days, baking cakes and pies and getting everything ready for us this day. That was the day of the Lord. It represents joy. It represents happiness. It represents fellowship, hallelujah, and a respect for the toll of the ordinary week. We would take a day or maybe days of just rest. We didn't have to do anything, because the house was already immaculate. And so all you had to do, all the guests had to do, is just come in and sit down, and they would go to chatting about old news of what had happened in their family life, you know. And so, but I know that story. It was for the people back in Joel time. That was the day of the Lord. And he evoked a sense of impending doom and destruction and for Job. And so the day of the Lord meant the blackness of the sky and that a horrible destruction upon the land. But in Job's time, the people were called to repent and change their ways. And you know, today, in this time that we live, in this era that we're living in now, we are doing the same thing. We're calling people to come to repentance while they still have a chance, while there's still blood running warm in your vertebral veins. And then they would not be forced to face the impending doom of the day of the Lord. And when God would sit in his judgment of all wrong, we know that even for the Christian, that the day of the Lord would be a day of celebration. For it is the day of the Lord when he will return for his people. We know that destruction will come. But for those that are in Christ, we know that it will be that great and notable day of the Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's found in the law of Acts 2:20-21. Hallelujah. And when the day of the Lord comes, it will be a day of joy and of everlasting peace. Hallelujah. And as one writer said, that every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. You know, our prayer should be, Lord, to help me to remember that the day of the Lord does not have to be a day of darkness, a day of gloom and destruction. For it will be joy and peace to those who know and love you. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you today, you that don't know God, now is the time, hallelujah, of repentance. God love you. God love you more than anyone on this earth. He love you more than your mother loved you. He love you more than your father loved you. He love you more than your grandfather and your grandmother loved you. He love you more than your aunts and uncles loved you. He love you more than your husband or your wife, your children, your cousin, those you hold dear, your doctor, your lawyer, your accountant, all of those that's in your circle. God love, hallelujah, supersedes all of their love. Because God love is unconditional. And I want to tell you tonight that God love you, you and you and you. God love you. And don't let it be said too late. For you. God is yet knocking at the door of someone's heart on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We found out that there was a story of a man who was suffering from a poor health. He decided to move to a warmer climate, wanting to make sure that he would choose the area best suited to his needs. He visited several locations while in the city of Arizona. He asked someone what the average temperature. He said, what about the humidity? How many days of sunshine are there? When he asked what the death rate, he received this answer. Same as where you came from, friend. One death for every birth. And in spite of the medical progress in prolonging life and improving this quality, we find out that the death rate remains unchanged. It is appointed for man to die once in Hebrews 9:27. That will be, hallelujah, my key scripture for tonight, that will be coming from the law of Hebrews 9:27. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. It said it is appointed for man once to die. Hallelujah. But after this, the judgment. And that's found in the law of Hebrews 9:27. Hallelujah. And we know that because all have sinned, so no one is an exception to sin. Every last one of us was a sinner before we know God. I don't care how much wealth they had, how much riches they claimed, they all was a sinner. Even if they was born with a silver spoon in their mouth, they was a sinner. They was a sinner before they was introduced to Christ. Hallelujah. And so we know that in Romans 3:23, the wages of sin is death. And that's 6:23. It is therefore essential to live with the right perspective that death follows life, and that after death comes the judgment. Everyone who trusts Christ for salvation will come from the grave to the resurrection of life. But everyone who rejects him will come forth to the resurrection of condemnation. We find out that in the law of John 5:29, for unbelievers, death seals their doom. But for believers, death leads to glory. Why is this a person who faces up to the certainty of death? And wiser still, hallelujah, is the one who prepares for it. We know that as sure as setting of the sun in even western sky, this life brief day will soon be done, and we will have to die. We know that dying is the last page of time and the first page of eternity. Hallelujah. And I would like to ask, what do you think of when you hear the word sacrifice? We might use the term when we see parents who follow strict budget and drive an old car so they can send their children to college. And it certainly is a good word to describe the selfless action of a soldier who throw himself on a live hand grenade to take the full brunt of the explosion and save the lives of his companions. Such notable sacrifices, however, pales when compared to what our Savior did for us on the cross. We know that his sacrifice was unique. Jesus suffered and died for our sins. Hallelujah. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. We know that John, 1 John 2:2, because of his death and resurrection, we know that all who accept his offer of salvation shall receive complete forgiveness and eternal life. And we know that in the law of John 3:16, we know what that reads. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we read in Hebrews 10, the Bible speaks about the animal offer of the Old Testament and compare them to the death of Jesus. Verses 4 states, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. Those sacrifices pointed to the need for Christ's death. We know that the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ provides full salvation to all who have placed their trust in him. Hallelujah. We know what a Savior. Hallelujah. Bearing the shame and the scuffing roof. In my place, condemned, he stood. Hallelujah. Seal my pardon with his blood. We know that those believing Christ died We know that that's history. And believe that he died for me. That's salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. You might think that the judgment is afar off. And you don't feel you have to be in a hurry to be prepared. You might be in good health and in the prime of life. But listen, the storm may come upon you unexpectedly. We read in the law, Proverbs 1, says that disaster will strike the person who foolishly ignore all warnings. Verse 27, and the author of Hebrew 1, it is appointed for man to die, but once this, the judgment. To heed God's warning is true wisdom. Have you sought the shelter in Christ today? If you haven't, I would encourage you to take time to stop. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And seek the safety before it's too late. Turn from your sins to Christ. And please do so today. Turn to Christ while still you may. Too late, it soon will be. A glorious life you then will have throughout eternity. We know that those who reject Christ as Savior will face him as judge. And before ending, I hope and pray that I've said something to magnetize your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Send your correspondence. Make it attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will allow the conclusion of this selection to bring this program to its end. Bye for now.
Everybody's talking how tomorrow will